stuff that I've read.
I've got the delta loop coming to a point. Mine's running horizontal, pretty flat, you know, from each corner, sitting about 6 foot off the ground. I've got one end of the wire from a point going off one end, and I've got the return lead coming back into the same transformer. So, sort of just connected both ends of the wire into the transformer where it feeds at the sharp end, over.
Oh, you have done it like that. Yeah, but I don't know. I think you said you haven't got a Nano V and AP. I might be wrong, but you've obviously tested the VSWR. And it probably is okay. I know it will tune down and your tuner's doing all the work, but you've got such a loss on there because of the mismatch. The radiating, the antenna isn't radiating properly. You're getting a lot of RF coming back down the coax and so on, return loss, I'm trying to think of the exact now because there's a variance on it, on a delta loop. They say about 120 ohms. Is approximately the impedance at the feed point. Now you need to bring that down to a 50 ohms match. So a 2-to-1 or a 4-to-1 transformer match will work, and they work extremely well. So with that impedance anywhere from about 120, 130 ohms, you've kind of got a little bit of a mismatch balance there, but a 4-to-1 will work at 200 ohms. And the 2-to-1 will work at 100 ohms approximately. So, that would be typically how it works. I'm quite surprised. As I said to you last week, I think it was, curiosity got the best of me, and I put a 9-to-1 on, and I put it on the Nano VNA, and it was like, oh my God, you know, 3-to-1 VSWR. I think the best was about 2.8 or something like that, right across the band. Pete, go ahead.
Node 4-1-5-2-2-7 uniform,
kilo papa returning. Yeah, it's a mystery to me as well. I'm just going to make some notes on where it sits. On this current setup, and then obviously change it over to that 4-to-1. Yeah, you bang on with the numbers, Dave. I was looking at 200 ohms at the feed point, to be honest, which would, logic suggests then that a 4-to-1 would bring it down, but it's a mystery, isn't it? More questions than answers, I tell you, man, with this game. Super. I didn't speak to Paul yesterday, actually. I don't think we'd have probably done 6 metres, but let me think now, just from memory. I think you were talking to him the other day. Now, I can't remember what band it was, but I couldn't hear either of you. I think it was 6, actually, if memory serves. But, the bounce must have been just over me, Dave, because obviously Paul was about, I don't know, 150 miles north of me. You were probably about 150 south of me. So I'm sort of peggy in the middle.
And we were talking about different bands where you can actually make the contact into G. And we were talking about 20 and also 40, yeah. Do remember that now. No, it wasn't 6. Oh, it might have been. He might have mentioned 6. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't recollect. But typically 40 metres is the band to work into G. Pete, go ahead.
Mike 7, uniform, kilo, papa returning. Yeah, roger. All understood. Just curiosity. I've got a couple of 11-metre rigs myself, and as you know, most of the HF sets do 11 metres as well. What frequency do you set on then, Dave, just to monitor?
Yeah, 27.555 on the upper side band. It's been called the calling frequency for many years on there, so if there's going to be any activity that's rolling in on 27 megs, because 10 meters, 28 megs is the closest neighbor, normally they work hand in hand, so if there's anything going to arrive on 27.555, you'll know whether or not 10's going to be open, over.
I'm 70 KP returning. Yeah, I'm familiar with that frequency, mate. I do have a couple of buddies, pretty local, you know, within about 25-mile radius of me, and I do get on there, I wouldn't say quite a bit, but, you know, often-ish. Quite a good bunch of guys up here on 27. Very helpful, you know. They give free stuff out to other mates that I've sort of introduced to 11 meters as well, you know. They take round radios and KT brackets and coax and all sorts of stuff, because my friend hasn't got a lot of money to put into radio, so they've sort of bunched together and shipped him a load of stuff over, and lo and behold, he's on the air now and loving it. So quite a good bunch on 11 up here, Dave.
Yeah, I can only agree with you, Pete. I mean, globally as well, you do find your 27 megs lads are out there, and all they want to do really is make a good contact and get a QSL card or whatever it might be, and see how it's working for them. Yeah, great band. I was on 27 megs for a long time. As I mentioned before, it's my springboard into amateur radio. I don't think if I'd ever not gone to CB, I wouldn't be sitting here chatting to you now. Well, it's like good and bad and everything. I mean, people will frown about 27 megs. Ah, man. I mean, you look at the amateur radio side of things. There's guys on CW who probably won't go onto phone. There's guys on phone on the amateur bands that won't go anywhere near 27 megahertz. Because of whatever it might be, whatever reason, and they won't go anywhere near an FM repeater. I've heard throughout the years people on 40 and 80, probably more old school guys, the old G2, G3 and G4s, oh no, I've never been on a repeater in my life. I wouldn't go on there. There's music playing and there's people snorting and making funny noises and keying up and all that kind of stuff. And that's their picture that they're painting of it, but they won't go anywhere near a repeater. So it kind of works. It works in all ways on the comms side, Pete. Over.
Mike 7,
Uniform,
Kilo, Papa returning. It's a little bit blinkered, Dave, ain't it? I know I'm a young pup compared to some of them. Or, you know, lots of the G8s, same as say G4s and stuff. But it's, in my view, mate, it's just communication, ain't it? You're still talking into a mic, regardless. Even, you know, phones are still using RF, aren't they? I was talking to a guy the other day who was ex-army, who was in the radio side of ex-army, and he said, I don't care how we make contact, but if that contact saved somebody's life, then he didn't care whether it was a network radio, a wet piece of string, or RF, Dave. It's just comms.
Yeah, absolutely, and you've got to take your hat off to the guy for thinking like that as well. You don't really care as long as you make that contact and you can maybe get some help to somebody or whatever it might be. I was on last night, actually, and Tony in Brazil, I didn't know who it was until I checked on the dashboard. I heard, help! And then this noise, and I thought, oh, what's that? It didn't sound very good. It sounded very anxious. So I jumped on the dashboard to find out who it was, and it was Tony. He'd slipped over. But he's okay. But it was like this, oh, cry for help. So I jumped in and just made sure it was all okay. Quite strange, actually. I've never heard anybody shout help on the radio before, over.
Yeah, I have said that to Jay, actually, that when he's out and about and wandering around the manor, if he can't take the sort of house phone with him, or if he forgets, just clip a little radio to his belt or something, you know, if he's out in the back garden and stuff. Yeah, brilliant. Technology, how it's changed. I mean, there's some of the older guys that probably don't go off CW. They're still sort of fixed on that. A little bit of snobbery as well, I think. Not from everybody, by all means, but from one or two. I have heard some horror stories of other M7s that have tried to get on different bands and they literally won't talk to them. So, yeah, it takes all sorts, Dave. The normal quote is there's some very special people out there, and some are a little bit more special than others. On about different modes, I was talking to a guy, it wasn't my first time, who was airborne, a chap called Martin. He was on the All-Star, was it Northwest? can't remember what band it was now, but I was on my network radio. He was on a Qatar airplane doing about 600 miles an hour. He had just taken off from Manchester. He was just getting over the channel, I think, over towards Holland and Germany, over towards Dubai. So we had quite a chat with him from my network radio to his phone on a plane that was hooked up to the Elon Musk Starlink satellites. That was not my first, but quite a good copy, Dave, over.
That's brilliant, one for the history books. I heard you talking to somebody about that actually a little while ago. The first aircraft one I've had was with Peter, G7RPG, when all the licensing and so on was introduced, all that new criteria. Peter went up there and I had a chat with Peter, which was brilliant, so I'd worked that. But previous to that, on 27 megs, I had worked a guy in an aircraft. And he was heading south, he was coming down the country, and he was going over to France, and I can't remember where we lost him. I think he was just bordering France, or maybe to the end of the channel. It was quite late at night, and I was on a frequency with somebody on single sideband, just having a general chat. We had this break. There were two or three of us, actually, on the chatting on the frequency, at break, and I came out and I said, "Wow, you're a big signal. You were 5'9" plus." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Good evening." He said, "I'm up in an aircraft. I can't remember which one it was. Single engine, something or other." And I doubted him. I said, "Nah, you're parked outside my house, aren't you?" He said, No, I am," because you couldn't hear any aircraft noise. So anyway, Keith, who I was chatting to in Borden, which is quite away from me, he said, "I think he is, Dave, because he's hitting me end stop as well." And he was end stop for most of the way, and the other station that was on as well got him end stop. We were all quite a distance from each other. So, yeah, that was that's the first time. And I'm going back to about 1980 now, 80/81, Pete, over.
Mike 7, uniform,
Kilo,
Papa, returning. Yeah, interesting. I wonder whether the aircraft have got an antenna coming off the top of the fuselage or whether it's off the bottom of the fuselage. Now, to me, it makes sense as it's off the bottom, Dave. So that might be why you were getting a good signal off him. And it's obviously quite a small antenna, but nevertheless, man, that was
Node 4733390 connected to node 47338. Node K2PCB-P disconnected.
Hope it was, and I've got to take a medication called. What's it called? I'm trying to look at the medication box on Edoxaban, it says on the
Node 47339 0 connected to node 47338. Node 41522 connected to node 47338. Node 47339 0 connected to node 47338. Remote already in this mode.